Good morning. Welcome to Asbury United Methodist Church. So happy to see y'all. I hope everybody had a good Christmas. Looking forward to ringing in the new year. Just a few announcements this morning. Before I do that, I just want to welcome you. If you're visiting with us this morning, you're a special guest, or if you're a returning visitor, please make sure and register your attendance with us in the register tablets at the beginning of these pews as they come down. If you, hope that you had a good Christmas. I'm reading. Sorry, I got to get my glasses changed. My arms are getting shorter. On January the 9th, there will be a church council planning retreat. Now, that's not going to be a retreat in Hawaii, as we'd all like to be in, but it's going to be a retreat over in the warehouse, just on the other side of the activity center. It is going to be at 9 a.m. in the morning on the night, and everybody is invited to attend and be a part of that planning. Also, if you gave funds in honor or in memory for poinsettias that should have been picked up after the 11 o'clock service on Christmas Eve, if you weren't able to make that, after this service, you are welcome to grab those and take those with you. Again, it is so good to see y'all. And if you are visiting with us today or first time, make sure and take just a moment and introduce yourself to our associate pastor, Chase Green. And on behalf of Chase and our senior pastor, Mary Hilliard, welcome this morning. And let's pass the peace of Christ between each other. The Christ has been born. Hallelujah. Join the shepherds in proclaiming the good news. Let's join with the heavenly host in singing his praise.
Glory to God in the highest, and in peace, goodwill to all.
Please remain standing for our hymn of praise, hymn number 224, Good Christian Friends Rejoice. Remain standing and join in the affirmation of faith from 1 Timothy. There is one God and there is one mediator, Christ Jesus, who came as ransom for all, to whom we testify.
This saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners and was manifested in the flesh, vindicated in the spirit, seen by angels, proclaimed among the nations, believed in throughout the world, taken up in glory. Great indeed is the mystery of the gospel. Amen.
have the children come forward for children's moments, please. Great to have you this morning. Did everyone have a wonderful Christmas? Yeah? What was one of the best gifts you got? Anybody? A what? A puppy spice?
I got it.
You got it.
A bow with a suction cup.
That's really cool. How about you? A Barbie toy house. Dream house, I'm sorry. Well, that's wonderful. Good. Well, do you know what gift we're still celebrating that we received? How about Jesus, right? God sent Jesus to us to be with us, to love us, to help us and care for us. And did you know that when Jeshuan comes in, he's an acolyte, and when he comes in with his candlelight and he lights each of those candles, do you know what that represents for us? Anyone guess? Jeshuan, do you know? It means that Jesus is here. That Jesus is with us right here in this moment as we give worship and praise to God. Isn't that special? And did you know that when Jeshuan takes the light out of the sanctuary, that means we're responsible to share that light with others? Who's afraid of the dark? When I was a kid, I was afraid of the dark. You're afraid? Yeah. And what happens when your mommy or daddy puts a nightlight? It's not as dark, right? It lights your way. You see what time it is on your clock. That's really helpful, too, to tell time. But here's the thing. The light goes with us, and we have to help other people see Jesus and the love that he gives to them. Isn't that special? Why don't we bow our heads and pray? Y'all repeat after me. Dear Jesus, we thank you so much for the gift of your Son, the love he brings, and the care he gives. Help us to spread his light to everyone. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Before we go to the Lord in prayer, let me remind you, please, let's remember the families that were affected by the tornadoes and the storms on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve, and even those families that are being affected as we're sitting in this sanctuary in Northwest Arkansas as they're being evacuated from their homes because of flooding, and in Oklahoma and Texas. Let's pray. Lord, how blessed we have been with the warmth of love the Christmas season brings. We've gathered with loved ones
given gifts, who gathered around the manger, have sung Silent Night, and many of the other beloved characters. And here we are on Sunday after Christmas, with some of us sad the holiday has passed, some exhausted after all of the plans for Christmas coming to fulfillment, and others who are already focused on back to work or on to the next big plan. Help us to remember, God, that Christmas is not something that has come and to go, but a reality to hold dear to one's heart. Jesus is born, alleluia. God is with us, alleluia. Help us to not lose the passion and meaning of this season, but to take it with us all year long. Father, we thank you, we love you, and we pray all of this in the mighty name of Jesus, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today at 1:30, we will meet at for Stone Soup, the mission of Asbury, at the Quapaw Quarter United Methodist Church. That church is located at 16th in Louisiana. Please come and help serve a meal to those who are homeless and obviously those who will be cold and damp on this day. Also, if you have need of catching up on your 2015 planned giving, you can do that this week. The church office will be open during its regular hours, and you can drop that by the church office. Let us pray. God, we have given to others, shared in love with friends and family. We have celebrated the greatest gift, your Son, Jesus. Perhaps we are spent with giving, exhausted, and feel we cannot offer anything else. Father, help us to remember that you desire our lives. We pray, refuel us, inspire us, and encourage us to never lose the generous spirit that you share with us. Amen.
Please remain standing for our hymn of meditation, hymn number 249, There is a Song in the Air.
Well, good morning and Merry Christmas. Welcome to the unofficial Associate Pastor's Sunday. I welcome you here as we gather in this sacred space, and apparently now on this rainy day, but together we celebrate the light of Christ that shines out the darkness. And we will now go and read words of Scripture from the Gospel according to John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 15. Hear these words as they are read aloud, and may they fall and rest upon our hearts and our minds in a fresh and new way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him, and without Him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in Him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, and speak to us. Your children are listening. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we ask. Amen. Too many people, even among Christians, well, they're through with Christmas. Christmas has already happened. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, long gone, 2 days ago. But brothers and sisters, it's fascinating. I was just at my parents' house on Saturday, and we packed up the Christmas tree and put it in storage for the year already. So many are ready to move on, get to the next big thing. Early last week, in fact, Jana and I were shopping at Target for a last-minute gift, and she pointed over to a display. And at the display was candy and cards for Valentine's Day. Already, they're in this balance of transitioning from Christmas to Valentine's Day, and it feels like we kind of get trapped in this cycle of the year, and whether we want to focus more on a holiday or not, well, everybody else is ready to move on. So we got Valentine's Day, and then we go to Easter, then Memorial Day, and 4th of July, and Labor Day, and Halloween, Thanksgiving, then we're back for Christmas. So you can spend all of your money all year round. Aren't you excited for that? For Christians, though, our new year, everybody else seems to think that the new year is in a few days. Our new year is the first Sunday of Advent, where we began to prepare our hearts, prepare our minds, prepare our spirits and our lives for the coming of the Christ child. To spiritually prepare, emotionally get ready for the Christ child to arrive, to be born. Emmanuel, God in the flesh, with us. 2 days? That's it? Christmas Eve night and Christmas Day, and now we're on to the next thing? Traditionally, Christmas is 12 days as Christmastide starts Christmas morning and goes to Epiphany on January 6th. Brothers and sisters, this morning, I want us to focus about how it's not just enough to have the spirit of Christmas on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. It's not enough to have the Christmas spirit just through the 12 days of Christmas, as we sing every year. The Christmas spirit must be within our hearts all year round. Why? Because we desperately need it. This world desperately needs that love and light that only Christ can bring. As Christians, we are the ones who have heard the shepherds run to the manger and proclaim Christ is born. We are the ones that have heard the angels sing, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace and goodwill to all." We are the ones that gathered Christmas Eve, sang Silent Night to honor the precious gift, the most precious gift God has given us, Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, Emmanuel. So it is up to us to be the voices that proclaim it. It is up to us to resemble actions and ways of living that demonstrates this great light and reality that Christ is born among us. So as we embrace this Christmas spirit all year round, let's look at the spirit of generosity that seems to go hand in hand with the spirit of Christmas. It's no wonder and no doubt that the month of December, especially starting before at Black Friday, on through Christmas, well, it's the busiest time for money. There's been lots of money. And in some ways, there is a resemblance of greed and selfishness in that. More money is spent in that month than any. But what's also amazing is that in that month is the most giving, most generous. Perhaps it's because people just feel the warmth of the season, encouraged to share with someone. Or perhaps they feel guilty about the prior year and not doing anything important or special for someone else, and they feel like they need to be generous, giving of themselves to another person. But brothers and sisters, 1 month out of the year, I'm sorry, is not enough. It's not what God calls us to. God calls us to embrace a spirit of generosity for the entire year. And what we really have to understand is generosity does not just mean money. Please hear me. Money is great. Money can buy a lot of wonderful things. And the church functions with money to help people. But that is not the only way we are good stewards of generosity. Time. Main purposes of attention, our presence, what we value, what we give of ourselves and our heart, that encompasses a whole lifestyle of generosity that cannot just be known in December, but must be known year-round so that others can witness acts of charity, acts of mercy and compassion and generosity, giving from the heart. One of my favorite renditions of the Christmas Carol is the Muppet Christmas Carol. I love it. It's fun. I love to sing the songs, and it lifts my spirits. And it's just a fun way to express how Mr. Scrooge realizes generosity. Giving must be a part of one's life because that helps to heal and complete love within the soul. Another way in which we have to have the spirit of Christmas live year-round is understanding a spirit of humility. For us not to forget where it is, in fact, Jesus Christ is born. He is born homeless in a barn. Let us not lose sight of that important fact. Homeless in a barn. Cold, inadequate shelter. Imagine yourself as parents or your parents comforting you in those conditions. There's fear. There's uncertainty. And what we have to really analyze and think deeply is that there are folks in this world who know exactly what Mary and Joseph are going through. Children in poverty, in war zones, without food and water. So it helps keep us humble, accountable to how we are to live as Christians in sharing love and service to others and making sure year-round we're giving our lives in the service of others. The last I want to share with you about the spirit of Christmas is the spirit of the incarnation. The incarnation is so vital to our belief as Christians. If you look on the altar, you'll see two candles. One candle represents the divinity of Christ, and the other candle represents the humanity of Christ. It's the same thing when we have in the celebration service. We have two candles every Sunday on the altar to represent that God is both fully human in every sense of the word, can get hurt, get sleepy, hungry, has all kinds of emotions. And also, every sense of the word, fully divine. It's beautiful. Heaven and earth collide together. The spirit of the incarnation is to live with us year-round. That's why we have these candles lit every Sunday in remembrance that Christ is present here in this sacred space. I want you to think deeply about these words of Jesus that he used when he taught later in his life. He shared with those he was teaching that when you serve someone that's hungry, you've fed him. When you've offered someone who's thirsty something to drink, you've offered it to Christ. When you help shelter someone who is homeless, you have given shelter to Jesus. After this service at 1:30 is the Stone Soup Mission, where we gather to help serve a hot meal to our homeless brothers and sisters. And when we scoop food, place things on a plate, and hand it to somebody, hear this. Let it sink in. We are serving Jesus. If Jesus were starving, you would feed Jesus. If Jesus were thirsty, you would give Jesus something to drink. If Jesus was outside in the cold, you would welcome him in. Amen? I would hope so. But that is how God wants us to act to all of our neighbors. Because the light of Christ lives within each and every single one of you, just as it does those that we will serve. So as we leave this place, I want you to remember in the coming year that you are there in this world to spread that light of Christ to others. You are there in this world to proclaim the good news that Christ is born, that God is here in this world, in the dirt, in the muck, in the sin, making a difference. And making a difference by the grace of God working through you. What better privilege is there? There is none. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's now stand as we sing our closing hymn, Go Tell It on the Mountain. And we better sing this with passion and vigor. Amen. It's on page 251. And if there are those that would like to come forward for a time of prayer, to reaffirm your faith, or to join the life of our church, we welcome you forward at this time. Oh, The light that Jeshurun had has gone out of the sanctuary. So now you are the light that goes out into the world, that shines the darkness away, that points to Christ. Go forth with joy and celebration of this great, wonderful miracle. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.